Listen, Ann Coulter recounts meeting satanic Jeffrey Epstein. By Robert Krajicek on July 3, 2020. Ann Coulter, author of Resistance is Futile: How the Trump-Hating Left Lost Its Collective Mind, revealed an encounter she had with Jeffrey Epstein in 2001. Recalling the incidental meeting on Thursday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with host Rebecca Mansour and special guest host John Binder, Coulter remembered, "I had my own encounter with Jeffrey Epstein. And before I give you this little vignette, it's very important I tell you something. All of my friends know I have absolutely no radar on freaks on weird people. I'm a terrible judge of character. When I first meet someone, I'm not allowed to invite anyone from a book signing to have drinks with us because I've done it so many times. And we end up with some bipolar lunatic. So anyone who knows me will tell I cannot judge people." Coulter shared the context of her brush with Epstein. "To make a long story short, pouring rain, day before 9/11. I'm leaving for speeches, I can't get home, my editor died. Book was cancelled, it turned out to be the number one book all summer. Anyway, I'm standing outside the funeral home, it's pouring rain, traffic all over, no cab. So this stretch limo pulls up, and a guy leans out. He knows me by name, says who he is, names someone that we know in common. Which, by the way, wouldn't be that great a recommendation guide. She hangs around sleazy guys, but I think to myself, okay, I just need to go 20 blocks to the Upper East Side. Listen. This car can't move," Coulter recalled. "It's going 5 miles per hour. I get in the car, Jeffrey Epstein. We go up past his place. You've seen it on all the TV shows. It takes up something like a city block. So he invites me in for tea. I walk in, see the place. I'm asking him what he does for a living, something that never really occurred to the press to ask him. It's obvious he's a total bzzur, and I just get a really bad vibe from him. He has no explanation for what he does for a living, has no books in his place," added Coulter. "It's like a museum, I got such a bad feeling. I had the car drop me at a place that wasn't mine, and I walked another 2 blocks, to my home. For the next few years, I kept having people like Alan Dershowitz email me and say, Jeffrey Epstein wants to get in touch with you. He'd find people in the TV world to try to email me. That's how creepy he is, that someone, with, no judgment thought, something weird here." Mansour said, "I was so angry about this documentary on Netflix about Jeffrey Epstein. I've seen it, and the biggest thing about this guy is that he had enough money to buy off people to live this lifestyle. But no one wants to ask how he got the money." Coulter said, "Vicki Ward has actually written a lot of great stuff about that, and I will say she's a Vanity Fair writer. And to her credit, she, too, had this story. She and I are apparently the only people who have ever met this guy and thought, what? Where's your money coming from? So she pursues it, but while pursuing the money angle, which Graydon Carter makes her back off, the main thing she finds is 2 girls who have been molested by Jeffrey Epstein, and Graydon Carter, editor with Vanity Fair, killed it. He wouldn't let her write it. Epstein acted like he was some wizard investor, with no clients," added Coulter. Coulter concluded, "Ghislaine Maxwell did not merely procure the underage girls. She participated in the molestation, according to reports. These people are satanic. They're demonic," concurred Mansour. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.